And hello and welcome to Live Well here on Business Radio X, show number 2 from the Business Radio X studio, the Subaru of Gwinnett studio in the beautiful Sonesta Gwinnett Place Atlanta Hotel. I'm Mike Salmon, and joining me are our experts, the whole food health coach, Stephanie Wolf. She is getting us to eat right and talk about nutrition, and then DeWitt Thompson's with Healthy Life and Fitness Consultants, and he's going to get us in shape as well and make sure we move around and do all that good stuff. Tracy could not be with us today. She is out, but this is a journey of myself and Tracy alongside the experts Stephanie and DeWitt to get into shape, to feel better, to look better, to do everything better. And of course, health is such a big part these days. And so many of our listeners with, you know, you run your business, you're an entrepreneur, you've got a lot of things going on, and you just feel like you don't have time to do all these things, to work out and to eat right. But Stephanie and DeWitt are here to show us that it can be done. And gosh, guys, there's been a lot that's gone on since we did this a couple of weeks ago. Since we had our first show, we kind of just talked about what our plan was for the next couple months, or several months, actually. And then since then, we each had our consultation. Tracy and I met with you, Stephanie. We talked about eating right and what our goals were. And then we did the same thing on the same day with you, DeWitt. And obviously, goals were important for both of you. I guess you got to have something to focus on to get you going.
Obviously, goals are the ticket to win it. You can't have a target that unless you're able to see it so that you can shoot for it.
Yeah, they say if you don't know where you're going to go, you're always going to get there. So exactly. You want to have that end game.
Yep.
We met with you for the first time, and we talked about our goals. And you had a lot of there was a lot of information that we absolutely cannot get into in the 30 minutes. But one of the things that I thought was really cool was the affirmations and reminding yourself every day, you know, what you plan to do, and that if you do fall off track, that you can get back on track. And so a lot of it, and really for both everybody here, a lot of it is so psychological as well. That's probably a big part of it.
The goal setting is a big part that starts in your head, because a lot of people think they can't do something, so they've almost convinced themselves that they can't. And a lot of times I have to unlearn people from the history that they've had with themselves and the way that they see their ability to do something. So increasing their own intrinsic motivation is what is key to helping them to see that they can do something that maybe they've never done. So that's where the affirmations come in. And a lot of times I tell my clients it's not standing in front of the mirror saying you're the next American top model. But the goal is you have to say different things to yourself than what you have been saying. So when people say, well, I've tried everything and nothing has worked. Well, everything and nothing are really big words. So I like to help them to see, well, they've never worked with a health coach. They've never had coach in your corner. And they've maybe not had the kinds of foods that they think or they've had the kind of foods that they think they need, but maybe that's not exactly what they need. So that's where I come in.
You mentioned in the meeting, too, that typically I would probably lose weight more quicker than Tracy.
Yeah, sadly, and it always depends on the person, obviously. It depends on our age and our DNA and background, our activity level. And, you know, testosterone technically does tend to respond better when men start moving in the direction of health and wellness. So most of the females, sorry about that out there, because we do have to work twice as hard to look half as good.
So Stephanie, we had the meeting. A couple days later, we went to Whole Foods we went to?
We did. We went to Whole Foods.
And bought a lot of stuff. A lot of what you're doing, I guess, especially the first week or so, is a lot of educating, because there was a lot of talking. We were probably there, a couple hours?
Yes, it was. It's usually 2 hours.
Yeah, so talk us through, you know, what your goals are for that first time that you go shopping.
Well, I love to take people to one place at first. So going to Whole Foods, my main motivation for that is to make sure that you can get everything that you need that is healthy and that fits more the lifestyle that you're looking for, and also some of the recipes that I put together for you. So that way you're not looking here at one store for something and there for something else, because a lot of the stores don't have the same kinds of things, and even Whole Foods isn't carrying as many of the things that I used to really love. So I am finding a little bit more that I'm having to go here and there everywhere else. So I like you to go there first, starting in the produce aisle, obviously going over over the benefits of all the colorful foods. We talked about the need for green light foods, and those are all things that you would find the colors of the rainbow that are grown, not manufactured, and that you could eat raw. So we did spend quite a bit of time in the produce department, got a lot of live food, I call it, and then working our way through the store so that you could get everything you need, and then I could give you the recipes so that you could get started well. A lot of people have good intentions, but until you actually start acting on those intentions and meet me at the grocery store,
right,
and then take that food home with you so you can get started well.
We have the best intentions. Here's what we have found, and we're going to share our experience with you guys, but we went to Whole Foods, we filled up the buggy. It obviously was not inexpensive. What we're going to do, and tell me if, and you can slap me on the wrist or you can say, you know, that's okay, is we're going to try to substitute some of the stuff that we can get maybe a little closer to home, because it is a drive for us to go there, and it also is less expensive. So, you know, we have to look at a budget as well. So I think the education is a big, big part of it, because, okay, we know we can't eat this, but this is what we need to eat. We can get something as close to that as we can get. Plus, online, you can get so much these days as well. So we're cheating a little bit there. But as I mentioned to you before the show, we were on this end of the spectrum eating about as poorly as you could. You're trying to get us to this, or at least as close to possible as the other end of the spectrum, which is eating as very healthy. And I think we're finding ourselves maybe 3/4 of the way in. We're not quite at the stage where you would love to see us at 100%. But we're eating so much healthier and so much better. Is that okay?
That's a win.
Should we feel bad?
That's a total win. Okay. Absolutely.
And, I'm glad you
said
that.
And don't even say that you're cheating by doing that, because there are some great stores out there. So it's not just about Whole Foods. It's definitely, Publix has done extremely well at putting together some organic options and some good healthy choices. So as Kroger, you know, Ingles, there's definitely at Costco, there's a lot that you can get at Costco. So all of the stores are starting to learn and cater more towards the health and nutrition side of our food. And budget is a big thing. It's a big thing for me. So I look at it, though, as a 2-time cancer survivor, the only thing I really can control is what I put in my mouth,
right,
what I do with my body. So it's one of the things I always say, you can buy another TV, you can get another car, but you're not going to get another one of these. So treating it really well and fueling it the best you possibly can is why I kind of lean on the side of the food budget should be one of your higher priced items for the month, not your home or your cars. But no offense to Lamborghini owners or others out there, but I really do believe that there's some power behind the nutrition and the foods that we love. So find it wherever you can find it and make it fit your budget. My program fits any budget.
Right. We learned, and I keep saying we've learned so much. We really have in our first couple of meetings with each of you. It's not just 3 square meals a day. It's 5 mini meals and then a dessert at night, which is what we've been doing.
Yeah.
Tracy may be better than me in some of those aspects. But, it's not a diet.
Mm-mm.
Because even though I've lost some weight already, I feel like I'm eating more than I ever have.
That's great. Most of my clients say, I didn't know I could eat that much food and still lose weight. Because most of the time, our endocrine system is confused because we go for longer periods of time kind of starving ourselves because we think we are going to save up all of our calories for some big meal the evening or some big cheat. But our bodies just don't work well on that. So it's stable insulin levels is what you're looking for. So when you're able to eat the smaller meals throughout the day, I always tell clients, like I told you, instead of 3 squares, just draw 3 squares on a paper if you want, and then draw a diagonal line from corner to corner, and you need 6 triangles throughout the day. So eating a smaller amount more often, or grazing even, especially as we age, because talking about aging well is key to most of my clients, are 40 plus. And for all of us, aging well, grazing is really the key, but not grazing on cookies and chips and that kind of thing, but definitely having some fresh fruit and fresh vegetables and some fresh foods, whole foods around, so that you can combine those together quickly and conveniently, because sometimes people think they have to master the art of chef, and that's not the case. You really just have to know what your body needs every 3 hours or so.
You also have to know yourself, Stephanie, because I know that if I have a bag of cookies or donuts in my house, I'm going to eat them. I don't care. Stephanie told me 10 times, don't eat it. If it's there, I'm going to eat it. So I make sure it's not there. So that's been difficult a little bit at night because we don't have those kind of things at our house anymore. So I'm looking for something, and I end up eating grapes or celery or things like that.
Okay,
so
good.
You have to know yourself as well. Yep. You know, don't tease yourself and put stuff there that you shouldn't eat. So, you know, the kids, if they want something, we tell them, listen, take it, hide it in your room. We don't want to see it. Those are, you know, your snacks.
Yeah.
But everybody's come on board. I do want to ask you about the 80-20 rule. Explain the 80-20 rule again.
Well, it's 80% of the time. If you're really focused on 80% of the time, your other 20% your body can deal with. Your body can deal with the smaller amounts of things that you consume that aren't necessarily the best. Remember, I taught you good, better, best. So maybe you were bad and we've gotten you to good or better. And best is, you know, some days I'm in total control and I can choose what I eat and I'm, you know, at home making my own food with my own groceries. But sometimes I'm at someone else's house that's creating food and I'm going to appreciate what they're making. So, you know, there's a certain amount that we don't control. But control what you can control and give yourself a pat on the back for that and just see that as a success.
There was a night a few weeks ago where Tracy was tired and just ordered pizza.
Yeah.
So I keep reminding myself when I do maybe deviate from the plan, okay, this is my 20.
Yeah.
20% here.
Yeah.
As long as 80% of the time I'm doing the right thing.
Yes.
So you can every once in a while get out and do something like that.
Absolutely. We had pizza the other night. Our grandson called and said, "Nana, I want to come and hang with you guys for a while." And so when Caleb's coming over, we're probably going to order pizza or do something a little unique. There's some things that I do specifically that he loves, like I make bananas Foster. And so I made bananas Foster for us that night. So it's not 100%. Nobody is on it 100%. I do try to use things with all real ingredients, though. I stay away from anything that has chemicals and anything with artificial ingredients or, you know, sweeteners or colors or numbers or things like that. So everything we ate was real bananas that I cut up and putting cinnamon in my bananas Foster. And so it was wonderful.
You're making us hungry now.
I'm sorry. So Have a banana.
As the whole food health coach, you're telling us this is what you should be doing all the time, or you want to be doing all the time. And so if we just follow 60% of your advice, 70%, I mean, that's just a huge jump.
That's a win.
So
people need to really celebrate those successes,
right,
for sure.
They need to realize it's okay if you stumble a little bit, or you decide to have a pizza one night. It's okay. Just
it
get back
okay.
on the plan the next day or for the next meal. We want people to realize it's not as bad as you might think. Again,
yeah.
Going back to the psychological part. Okay, we'll talk about next steps in a few minutes. Want to get with DeWitt, because DeWitt now. We had our consultation, and again, you wanted to know what our goals were, and for her, it was different from me. And then you actually put together a plan specifically for each one of us.
Exactly. So to echo what Stephanie said, the goals were key, and that's one of the number one things we wanted to talk about during the consultation. And each of you guys had different goals, but one of the similar goals that you had was to make something sustainable. And to create a plan that was sustainable and something that you guys can keep doing. So what I like to do is I like to have short-term goals. You guys are getting married in the spring, getting ready for the wedding. That's going to be a shorter-term goal, but also create a program where we can make sure it is long-term. So I created a program for each of you guys to build a foundation first. And that's what we want to do, because you guys, you play a little bit of tennis. I know you play some baseball, Mike, as well, but from a workout standpoint, it's been a while since you guys have done a steady program. So I want to build a foundation for you guys first and make sure that we're not jumping too far ahead, that you don't get injured, that we don't cause any issues to flare up. We just want to build that foundation so we can build upon that, and that's when you guys will start to veer apart a little bit to find your specific goals and accomplish those.
before the show, I was showing Stephanie some of the things that Tracy's done at the house. She's got the red light, green, yellow light, green light on the fridge. She's got her top three affirmations on the fridge. She's gone out now. We've got some of those rubber band things that you used to stretch with, and she got a new yoga mat, and she's got some other things that are in the house now to, for us to do the exercises. So you put the plan together, and like Stephanie, there's an app, a couple apps that Stephanie pointed us towards. There's an app that you have as well that shows, not only tells you, you know, the plan that you put together, but actually has some videos with showing you how to do it properly. You, after the consultation, you came to our house and you kind of went over a whole plan, and we did, you know, stretches, then we did the workouts and everything. And it was, what, 45 minutes maybe of work. It wasn't too bad. And that's the one psychological thing that's easier than the eating, is we know at least it's going to end in an hour or so. Where the eating, that's a whole kind of a lifestyle thing. We both went through it, and so that's something, that's one of the services that you provide, is actually on site.
Right, exactly. So I want to, like we talked about, I wanted to meet with you guys once or twice a week for the first few weeks to kind of get those workouts under your belt, get a little more comfortable with them, and understand the intensity and the volume of what we're going to do. And as we go, you'll get more comfortable, and we'll taper off from me being there most of the time to I'll send you the workouts through the app that I sent you guys and that you have now, and you can do a lot of those on your own. Now, I'll still be checking in with you as we go,
right,
but I want to be able to teach you how to do those workouts on your own. And that's another sustainability aspect, to be able to do that on your own.
Right. And you can also dial it back for one or both of us. In her case, the lunges apparently really messed her up, and she couldn't go up and down stairs for about 4 or 5 days. And so the push-ups were a little thing, because she hasn't have that arm strength, I guess. So you kind of you change it for each person.
Exactly. And those first 2 to 3 workouts are still kind of part of the assessment. And that's part of what I'm figuring out, what you guys like, what you don't like, what is going to work for you, what might be aggravating an old injury for you, what you thought may aggravate an old injury, but it's totally fine with you. So we're adjusting as we go, especially over these first couple of weeks. And we've changed things up already just a little bit, but as we go, we'll continue to change, we'll continue to alter the program. And like we talked about a little bit as well, the first few workouts are going to be on the shorter side. We're going to gradually increase the amount of time and the number of days that we're working.
Right. They're not even every single day.
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay. And eventually you just kind of work up to that point.
Exactly.
And do you get to the point then where I guess they get more difficult a little bit, or what is the long-term plan? Because you don't want to keep it the same workout week after week after week.
Right. So typically what I do is every 3 to 6 weeks, we will reevaluate the program and basically revamp the entire program. Now, that's the first 2 to 3 workouts aside, because those are still part of the assessment. We're still figuring out what's going to work for you guys for the first program. After that, we're going to revamp completely, because we don't want your body to get used to what you're doing. Tracy was really sore from the lunges because she's not used to doing that type of workout, whereas she's using different muscles with playing tennis, right? 3 to 6 weeks from now, doing those lunges might feel like nothing to her, so we're going to have to change it up a little bit. Not so she'll be sore for 4 or 5 days, but...
Well, good luck with that, because she says she's not doing lunges anymore, but I'll let you have that discussion with her.
Well, it's always the first time where you're the most sore, because you're not used to doing that. Your body's not used to it. But the body is an amazing machine, and it's so adaptable. We're able to adapt to food, to workouts, to a lot of external components, and be able to make that work in our favor. So over time, we'll get used to those lunges, we'll get used to the workouts that we're doing, which is why we're going to change that.
Okay. Our next step would be another in-home session, I'm assuming.
Exactly. Next step will be another in-home. We'll do a few more of those, and as we go, we'll up the intensity just a little bit, up the time spent working out, and after that, we'll start upping the amount of days that we're actually working out as well.
Okay, great. And as I look at DeWitt, I'm proud of myself, because I got my gallon of water sitting back there. One of the things that we learned with Stephanie is you drink half of your body weight in ounces in water.
Correct.
So for me, about 200 pounds, 100 ounces of water, just about a gallon of water. So I know you got to, whatever you do, eating right and working out, hydrate, hydrate, hydrate.
Absolutely. And I always tell people, if you're used to drinking about 6 or 8 ounces a day, then don't go immediately to 100 ounces. You want to kind of work your way towards that as much as you can. And obviously, if you're working out, your body does need that. So hydration is big and important. And if you have weight to lose, you're going to definitely need to stay hydrated, because it's the water that's going to help the perspiration, because fat comes out in perspiration as well as urine and feces. So those are some things that are definitely a part of, we want to get flush your system on a regular basis.
Both of you said in the consultation meetings, both of you said this, and I don't know if you maybe discussed it before, but both said, don't step on a scale. No need to weigh yourself every single day. I'll start with you, DeWitt. Why? For the women, it's really, especially, and you know, Stephanie, for a woman, it's really hard not to want to get on that scale every single day.
It is hard. One of the most important reasons is that when we were talking about your goals, neither one of you in your top three goals had a particular number in mind. You both had an idea of what you wanted to feel like, what you wanted to look like. You're not going to see that on the scale. So I don't want you to look at a scale, because that's not really going to tell you where you're going. The second reason is that sometimes people will stay the same weight. That number on the scale won't move, but it's not because you're not accomplishing those goals. It's because you may not have as much fat mass, but you have more muscle mass. So the number on the scale, it's not really showing you what you're looking to find out.
So stepping on the scale every day could actually discourage you.
It's a saboteur, for sure, especially for females, because we want to see, we're working so hard, we're making all this great food, we're shopping, we're doing everything right, we're working out, doing those lunges, and I want to see results. And when I think results, I think numbers. And what DeWitt and I are both talking to you and Tracy about is to just forget about the numbers. It's body recomposition, and I'm sure DeWitt agrees with me on this, because when you are eating well, your system's correct, and when system's correct, your body will begin to change. Where it needed to lose, it may lose. Where you needed some more muscle, you're going to gain muscle, but it's body recomposition, and the scale does not tell you that. So the scale only has a brain that tells a number in most cases. I mean, I know there's some big Mac Daddy systems out there that tell you the whole thing, but for the most part, just really focus on how your shirt fits, or how your buttons aren't popping anymore, or jackets that you used to wear that you can now wear, you know, you weren't able to wear and now you can wear again, or how clothes fit and how you feel. So fuel yourself for that reason.
And there are so many things that can affect the scale as well, just from a day-to-day basis. It's very easy to float 2, 3, even 4 pounds day-to-day based on if you're drinking enough water, if maybe you ate more than you normally eat or didn't eat enough.
Sodium,
exactly. All kinds of different factors play into that.
That's
so it, you could weigh one number today and a completely different number, 2, 3, 4 pounds off tomorrow, but that's not indicative of your goals and what you are accomplishing right now.
And it's not really fat, right, either, DeWitt?
Right.
It's really not. I mean, we think, I gained 2 pounds of fat. No, you didn't. It's really not losing 2 pounds of fat and gaining 2 pounds of fat. It's
right.
Just your body fluctuating as it's getting well, because we're talking live well, right? So it's really about the whole body, the whole person, and that's where wellness comes in, and part of it is psychological. So you really have to kind of own the process, and part of the reward is just that you're doing the right thing. So not necessarily basing your success on that one number.
You're listening to Live Well, and our experts are Stephanie Wolf, the Whole Food Health Coach, and DeWitt Thompson, certified personal trainer, performance enhancement specialist with Healthy Life and Fitness Consultants. So here we are a couple weeks in. Now, when you get started, you know your clients are always, I'm gung-ho, ready to go, fired up. A couple weeks in, they're like, okay, now it's real. I'm eating healthier. Maybe it doesn't taste as good as I'm not going to eat the stuff that I always have eaten. I'm working out. I'm kind of sore now. It's just kind of maybe a part of the program where it's a challenge for both of you to keep that fire going inside your clients.
Yes. And that's where education and inspiration come in. So my program, I have Coach in Your Corner. So my goal is to stay in your ear a little bit and just keep encouraging and keep focusing on the future. What is it that you want? Don't look at today. Look at the process that and the path that you're walking on and what you want to see in your life in the future. So sometimes I have different homework that I have clients do, but one of the things that we do early on is create like a little vision board. What you see yourself doing, let's say next year after the wedding, and you're going to continue on this path. But as you age or as you grow together, what do you want to see in yourselves, whether it's travel and, you know, fitness or more exercise options, you know, you do play tennis, but some other things, or maybe you want to add hiking, or you want to do something, you know, like jump out of a plane or something like that. There's that you have to think.
Wait, I'm going to get my body all healthy and good, and then I'm going to jump out of a plane.
Of course, you'll feel so much stronger then. Okay. You'll be totally in control. Anyway, those are some things I try to help my clients do, and education is key. So the more you learn, the more you want to learn. A lot of people, I always say, make health your hobby, because like I said, just there's a lot to know, and there's as much misinformation, sadly, out there as there is good information. So just continue on the path to educate yourself.
Because I would think this would be a dangerous point for your clients because, okay, the enthusiasm might have waned a little bit, and they're not quite seeing the results just yet because it's still early. So I guess, again, you know, same thing for you, DeWitt. Plus the body isn't used to some of the things that you've put them through, and they're still maybe hurting a little bit.
Exactly. And this really is when it is most dangerous for most clients. I want to help you become comfortable with being uncomfortable. If you're working out and you're really doing it right, it's probably not going to be the most comfortable experience because you're pushing yourself. You're pushing yourself physically and psychologically. Same thing with your food intake, especially making a change like that. It's going to be challenging for you psychologically. So I want to help get you comfortable being in those positions so you can do that on your own. Right now, we can help you do that, and we help push you and help support you, but it all comes back to that sustainability mindset of just being able to do that on your own over time.
Okay, so we talked for DeWitt. Our next project is to get together again in-house, change up the workouts a little bit and so forth, but move forward. Anything that I'm forgetting or anything that you want to add that you've noticed over the first couple weeks?
No, I think that's it right now. So we're going to meet hopefully probably later this week. We'll set something up and we'll start kind of getting that program solidified for the next 3 to 6 weeks, and we'll move on from there.
All right. Stephanie, our next step. You mentioned same thing, getting with you and kind of going over some things.
Yes, education, inspiration. For the first 7 weeks, I do 7 weeks of clean eating, and it's just a really good way to flood your body with some of the nutrient foods that you're needing and also keep you engaged in the process by education and then inspiration. So the next topics that we'll discuss will be the foods, the fats, the proteins, and the carbohydrates. What carbohydrates does your body need? What do you respond well to? What are the difference between complex carbs and simple carbs? I know it sounds like a science lab project. I don't want it to be. But there are certain carbs that are good for you and help you with providing the energy that you need so that DeWitt can work on you a little bit. The proteins are going to be important for you to understand because protein is what your muscles are going to need, also a part of what DeWitt is working on with you guys. And then the healthy fats. As we age, we have to understand what healthy fats mean to our body and to our brain, especially our brain and our heart. So we're going to talk about those.
Okay. Anything else that I'm forgetting or any things from the first couple of weeks that you might have noticed?
Well, I think doing something by way of Zoom, because I a lot of times use an electronic platform so that you don't actually have to show up at my office or I don't actually have to show up at your home. So we can actually get, I used actually as many times as I could possibly use actually in that sentence.
Actually, you did, yes.
So we can meet in front of our computers and you and Tracy can be there and I can be there and I can share my screen and show you what I need to show you. I love to see you guys, so hopefully we'll get a chance to do it in person.
Technology is awesome. For those that would like to find out more about Stephanie Wolf, the Whole Food Health Coach, where can they get all that information?
My website is wholefoodhealthcoach.com. I have a Facebook page also, The Whole Food Health Coach. And you can call me 770-846-3515, or you can email me at stephanie@wholefoodhealthcoach.com.
And for everything I ever wanted to know about DeWitt, where would I find out more about healthy life and fitness consultants?
The website would be hlftraining.com. You can reach me by email at healthylifeconsultants@gmail.com or by phone 770-757-2695.
All right, this has been show number two. We appreciate all our listeners and everybody following along on this journey that Tracy and I are taking with Stephanie and DeWitt, and we encourage you to reach out to either one of them as well if you'd like to make a transition and transform your life as well. Eat healthier and live healthier. For my producer, Trey, I'm Mike, and we'll have another show coming up soon, another podcast on Business Radio X, so stick around and just keep an eye out for that. But until next time, again, it's Mike here. Tracy will be back for the next show, and we'll see you next time right here on Live Well on Business Radio X.